and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Here it is, May the 9th. Can you believe it? I tell you, May has come, and we yet praise God for sustaining us and for keeping us and for allowing us to see this day. And so we have a right and a reason and a responsibility to rejoice and be glad in it. And we're certainly grateful for each of you on the call today. And we thank God for waking us up right early this morning, clothed in our right minds. And need I remind you, as I always say, if it had not been for the Lord on our sides, somebody tell me in this place, where would we be? So we thank God for his keeping power today. We thank him for looking beyond our faults and getting right to our needs. Somebody ought to say amen. And so we praise God for your continued support of this inspirational moment. I heard a lot of people were talking even as we prepare to set it up for our record today. Let me give you the playback number. It's 605-475-3228. We have several platforms that we're using to try to get this word out. And so you can play this message back later today if you have an opportunity. But we're grateful for your support. 605-475-3228 is the playback number. But there's a word as I was meditating and deliberating this morning over what I would share. And the Lord directed me to Acts the 3rd chapter. Very familiar passage of scripture in those first, I believe, about 6 verses there. And various translations describe what is happening here in this 3rd chapter. That's Acts chapter 3. I begin reading at verse number 1. It says, "Now Peter and John went up together to the temple at the hour of prayer, the 9th hour. And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they lay daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms from those who entered the temple." Verse number 3 says, "Who seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked for alms. And fixing his eyes on him with John, Peter said, 'Look at us.' So he gave them his attention, expecting to receive something from them. Then Peter said, 'Silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk.' And the Bible says, 'And they took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength.'" This is a powerful reminder of the power and the presence of God, but it also gives us different perspectives or several ways of looking at this particular text, because we know that this is a text that happens immediately after Pentecost, after the believers had been in the upper room waiting for God to release the power of the Holy Spirit upon them. And we know that the Christian movement is picking up steam during this time. But there are several ways we can look at this text from different perspectives. But, really, I think it's also a challenge for us as believers to understand that demonstration plus proclamation equals credibility. That's powerful, isn't it? And the other way of looking at it, we can look at it from the believers, from Peter and John's perspective, or we can look at it from the perspective of the lame man. But clearly, it's a text that challenges us as believers. Let's take a look at it from a view from this lame man's perspective, if you will. You know, he had been carried daily to this place, and he really became stuck at the gate because he was expecting to receive something, but he didn't get what he thought he was going to get. Instead, he found something that really enhanced his life better than the little coins or the money that he was expecting to receive. But if you look at it from Peter and John's perspective, it's a challenge for all of us to take serious our call and our commitment to release that gospel that we have on the inside of us, and that know that we have a name that we carry with us that will give people what they need, even if they're expecting something else. But Peter and John took an opportunity to stop, and they were challenged by what they saw, and they went into action, and Peter was expressively clear in terms of what he didn't have, but he was sure about what he did have. And so I think it is with us that we need to be clear about just how far we can take people, and understand that we carry a name that's above every other name. And at that name, the Bible says that every knee must bow, every tongue must confess that he is Lord. And so in our demonstration, as well as our proclamation, we can receive credibility, because these two leaders, Peter and John, they encountered this lame man on their way to the temple. We're clear about that. And when the name of Jesus healed this man, they immediately gained credibility to share the gospel. In other words, once they walked the walk, they attracted an audience when they talked. Isn't that something? And so we've got to not only be hearers of this word, but we have to be doers of this word as well. And once we start walking the walk, then immediately people will be attracted to what we have to say. So it's in our witness, it's in our demonstration, plus the proclamation that gives us credibility. But then on the other side of this, now watch this, if many of us can probably no doubt identify with this man who had been carried daily. Because some of us, if the truth be told, we're being carried to a place daily of blessings, and we have an experience breakthrough. And so it might not be a physical gate, just like it was in this text of the gate called Beautiful, but many times we find ourselves limited by what we don't want to be released from, and we expect from others only what God can give us. Isn't that powerful? Because sometimes, be clear now, people go to church out of habit, and oftentimes they go out of tradition. Many times they go to a place of expectation with low aim. And most of the time they're looking for something that they can get rather than something that they can give. Wow, somebody ought to say amen, because it's important that we do not find ourselves being locked in a place or locked in a condition or being carried because of our failure to be who God has called us to be. Why do you say that, Reverend? Because when you're not using your gifts to the glory of God, when you're not actively participating in the body of Christ called church, and being expressive in your witness and in your participation, and not just expecting to receive, but also expecting to give, I tell you, it changes the dynamic, and it gives you an opportunity to see that you're not being carried. We have to carry our own corner. God has placed gifts in all of us so that we might extend the work of the ministry far beyond the walls, and that we might use our gifts to his glory. Just think about it. If all of us decided that we were going to start using our gifts and start taking serious our mandate as believers, isn't that powerful? Because when we take serious our mandate as believers and we start sharing the name that we have, then we can expect some credibility to go along with who we call ourselves as believers. You know, I said last night, and I think I said it Sunday, our behavior must match our belief. And so we have to make sure that we extend ourselves beyond ourselves, and that we use the name that God has given us, and that we put that out instead of putting ourselves out there. Many times we put our name out, we put our place and out, we tell people where we're from. But no, Peter and John says, silver and gold we do not have. But there's one thing for sure that we do have. We have a name. And he said, in that name, rise up and walk. And something powerful happened that day. And I believe the same thing can happen to us when we allow the demonstration of our faith and the proclamation of the gospel to go forth. It will bring about credibility to those that we find ourselves in contact with. And so these two believers, they faithfully did what they knew to do. So I want to encourage you to faithfully do what you already know to do. And they stopped when they found a need that was expressed to them, and they had sensitivity around that need. They had the courage, watch this now, to face their problems. And so I want to encourage you today on this day as you prepare to make your way on this, the ninth day of May, make sure that your demonstration plus your proclamation equals credibility. And don't get to a place in your life where you are stuck at the gate and somebody is carrying you to a place and you haven't released yourself to receive everything that God has for you. And so I want to encourage you with this word. That's Acts the third chapter, verses 1-6. And you read it, it's an entirety. You have a chance today and just see how God begins to speak to you. Are you stuck at the gate? Are you allowing the demonstration plus the proclamation to equal credibility in your walk? Let's go to God in prayer. Father, we're encouraged by this day that you've allowed us to see, and we thank you for another opportunity to give us a chance to get it right. We're grateful for your Spirit's abiding presence. And God, we thank you for this reminder through this passage in Acts, the third chapter, that many times we can be stuck in a place where we're not expecting anything to happen. And some of us have low aim and we're not really seeking you at a high level. And so God, we pray that a mighty release and a mighty awakening will happen in the lives of your people, and that we might understand that we have a name that's above every other name. And many times when we don't physically express our appreciation and our gratitude, and we don't demonstrate through our proclamation or our witness, our faith and our testimony lacks the credibility that it should have. Because others are looking, others are watching. And so we pray the Lord that you will help us have the kind of mindset that others will see the God in us and know that we have something that money can't buy. We have something that will help them better than what they're expecting. And so we love you and we honor you, and we yet give you praise. Now, God, bless each person on the call today as we prepare to make our way through this, the ninth day of May. And we thank you in advance for what you're about to do. In Jesus' name we pray. And those who love God said amen. Well, look, I hope you have a fantastic day today as you prepare to make your way and be encouraged as you, many are already up and about and moving. But know that this is indeed the day that the Lord has made. And so you have a right and a reason and a responsibility to rejoice and be glad in it. Until next time, you be blessed.